This episode is brought to you by AnalyzeMyBJJ.com. AnalyzeMyBJJ.com offers a rotating schedule of top-level athletes and coaches that will break down your fight or training videos and reply to you within a reasonable amount of time. You will receive a full written or video breakdown responses, which includes positive, problem areas, what to work on, possible drills, techniques to add. You can find them at AnalyzeMyBJJ.com, or you can go to LRTLK.com, click on the sponsor page, and click on the banner, and it'll take you straight to their website. Again, AnalyzeMyBJJ.com. What is up, guys? Wallow J here. I'm here with my co-host,
Heart of War. And we have producer Chris behind the screen over there.
Hola.
Tu eres Boto. And then we also have Chris's father here in the house. Please introduce yourself, good sir.
Charles.
Hello, Daddy. Dude, what the hell just happened?
Well, wait. Nothing.
See, and I even told you. You can't even do it on the damn table.
But I thought you set that up.
I did. How did you snatch it off?
I don't know.
Just keep going.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. So what's in the box?
Yes, what's in the box? We have a box that was given to us by who?
Miguelinho.
No.
Carla.
It was his wife. So is she around, Miggy?
She's in a restaurant right now eating breakfast. I can get her out here, though.
What?
No, man. We don't want to interrupt your breakfast.
Yeah, man. What's up with that?
Oh, no, she's eating the breakfast, dog. I'm just chilling because I'm saving energy to go chop down some trees later.
Well, it's cool. You're Lumberjack Miguelinho, so that only makes sense, truly.
So exactly. Anyway, this is what we're going to do. We're going to open this fucking box and see what it is.
Hell yeah.
Hold on. She says she wants to FaceTime to see it, so I'm going to – I have but her
– all she has to do is just go to the stream.
Nah, bro. Look. Look. I got it right here. Hold on. She's going to answer.
Boy.
She's going to answer. It's okay. Ringing. Hey, Carla. Hey, we're about to open the box. Go ahead, open the box.
Okay, I hope he's not taking a box. Oh, here we go.
That would be so funny. He's got a knife. He's cutting the box. Opening the box. He's still cutting it with a knife.
Now, just to let you know, Dad, Wallow got his gift last podcast, which was a t-shirt that said Puerto Rico on it. But it had what flag?
It was a Cuban flag.
It had the Cuban flag.
By the way, Carla.
There's styrofoam in there.
Fuck you. All right. Shit.
He didn't mean that.
Here, I'm going to pass these down.
Is this for me?
Here you go. That's for you. Pass it down to Chris. How many of these things did you buy? There's six of them.
Six?
Six?
Yeah. So you can open one up too.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see what. All right, let's see. What the hell is this?
What's up?
Okay, let's see. This is making for great podcasting, by the way.
It is. I love it. Everybody can not see. Well, no, I take it back. Everybody can't see what they're doing.
Hi. Let's see.
I don't have a knife anymore because I gave you all my knife.
Let's see what the hell this is. Oh! We got our own mugs!
I think he had an orgasm.
And he's got my name on it! Oh, this is so dope! Check it out, y'all. That is our logo. Check it out.
This one's producer's Chris's.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. This one's Chris's.
I got mine. He says Wallow J. Why
not?
Damn.
You're the guest.
Oh, I like it. We got a guest one.
I get to open up mine twice.
Wow. This is so dope.
Oh, that's awesome.
Carla, thank you very much. So this one must be Mickey's.
Hell yeah, we like it.
I love it.
That's
this
awesome,
is
Carla.
Dope. Is that yours?
There are many like it, but this one is mine. See?
Art of War.
That's dope.
All right, so.
Carla, look at it. Carla.
Yay! How did it turn out to look great and cut off the logo?
Man, this is too cool.
No, logo turned out great.
Maggie, I think the one that's...
why does my head look so small in this?
Because you have a small head.
Maggie, I think this one that I have here is yours.
Thank you, Carla.
No problem.
You guys are awesome. Oh, I'm on low battery.
Man, that's it. What did you guys order this?
Ask Carla on that.
Well, we're live on Facebook.
Originally went to Walmart, but they kind of fucked it up. So,
all right,
but yeah, legit.
Did you watch me on there?
Are you getting sick, Maggie?
Yeah, dude. So I was sick. Beginning of the trip, got better, and then I got like way worse. I've got a chest cold now.
I about to say, you almost sound like you've got like a sucking chest wound. Look, you sound bad.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Like, I'm finally getting better today, though, unfortunately.
Okay, well, this might not make great podcasting, folks.
We don't care.
We don't care at this point. You know why?
That's awesome.
Because we got our own freaking coffee cups. Look at this, baby.
That's how you know it's a fish. It's a fish.
And it says locker room talk.
Dude, I love that we have a guest cup. That is badass.
That is badass.
I got my name
how
on it.
How perfect is that?
I spelled my name wrong.
Yeah.
Who is this Guest?
Yeah.
Guest guy. Guest. Oh, thank you, sir. Who is the Guest?
Yo, Megan, this is so dope. Where did you guys come up with the idea?
Oh, like, well, Carla wanted to do a going away gift. And like, we were just brainstorming. And I shot up, like, look, we got to do coffee mugs. Because there's always, you know, some way, somehow, producer Chris always ends up making coffee for everyone. And we're like, man, we can't always get his cups dirty.
True.
So, we're like, look at podcast cups. Plus, you know, look pretty on a live stream. Now I'm saying, dog.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't want to leave it here. Like, it's I want to take it home, but, you know, I have to leave it here. This is so awesome, guys. Don't be jealous. This is so awesome. This is one of the dopest gifts I've ever gotten.
Yeah, that's even doper than the coffee mug that I got you.
Yeah, I know. And that one's got brass knuckles.
Mine has brass knuckles.
Yeah.
But this is doper because it got your face on it.
The what?
It got your face on it.
Yeah, it's got all of our faces on it. See, that's me. That's Art. Miguelinho.
If you look at all the pictures, it really captures everyone's personality. Cranky Wallo. Super nice, friendly, very kind person, Art.
Is it because of the mustache?
Comedic Miguel. And then, you know,
constipated Chris,
Southern Chris,
super white Chris.
Super he looks kind of washed out. Yeah.
And then White Walker Chris. That makes sense. It totally makes sense.
Casper Chris.
Callahan.
Love it. Callahan. Oh, Callahan Chris. Love it. Callahan Chris. Oh, you know what? That's what you know.
No.
You got to switch it from producer to Callahan Chris.
Oh shit! There you go. Now you're Callahan Chris.
That's funny, man.
We can always call you CC.
No. I mean, that's my initials anyways. Yeah.
Callahan Chris.
Well, guys, let's get on into the podcast here, man. You know, there's some talk about Las Vegas shooting, victims, Sue's Hotel for the festival organizer for the Bumps and Bus Stop Maker. So, like, there's people, like, now just suing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, listen, man. You own the hotel, so obviously your fault. You make bump stocks, so you're definitely at fault. And, like, you know, the festival organizer, like, you're definitely at fault.
So, I mean, ultimately, we're pretty sure that the festival organizer is not going to get hit. Why would they? Maybe the hotel. I could see.
Deep pockets with the hotel.
Yeah, deep pockets. Bump stock, just because they're going to go with that's what was used, even though it's been shown a few times that even with a bump stock, they couldn't reach the rounds per minute that was recorded. So, I don't know. Probably the hotel. I say the hotel's probably going to tote the main lead.
You know what
I
find more interesting, though?
What?
Is that yesterday while we were eating, there was breaking news. And apparently one of the victims
female, right?
Yeah, female.
Yeah. So,
claim that there was a second shooter.
Yeah.
Or multiple shooters.
Multiple shooters.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they brushed her to the side.
She woke up dead.
Well, she didn't wake up, bro.
Yeah. I was saying, how do you wake up dead?
Yeah. She woke up dead.
No, she
dead. They shot her to death and taught her a lesson, if you will.
Yeah.
I still don't know how she woke up dead.
Natural causes.
Natural causes.
Natural causes.
She suicided herself.
Yep. Two to the head. Lead natural causes.
Poisoning.
Yeah. Lead poisoning. Confirmed.
What was that, Miggy?
Illuminati confirmed.
Illuminati confirmed. So I find that a little strange, unless it was fake news. However, the source was Google.
Well, then you got that. And you also got the security guard who had a whole bunch of the security guard that was supposedly shot 6 minutes beforehand by the guy who did the shooting. He was had, God, what did you say? How many interviews did he have lined up? Like six or something?
They had five interviews lined up yesterday.
So he got shot, but he didn't die?
Yeah, he got shot, but he didn't die. He was wounded. But he had interviews to talk about it and all like that. And then he's gone. Nobody can find him. He has disappeared.
Oh, he's dead.
The funny thing is like me and Dad were talking about.
Woke that he's going to wake up dead.
Yeah, he's going to wake up dead.
It's contagious.
Yeah. But the funny thing is they did the badge readers, you know, that you have to use checking in and out of the hotel if you're a security employee and all like that. And he was not in the system. He's also not listed in Nevada.
He's a government actor.
Yeah, well, it could
like,
be crisis.
Like from North Korea?
Could be a crisis actor.
Because you know those guys are pretty good actors.
No.
Excellent actors.
We've seen good acting this week.
Yeah, by whom?
Everybody in Hollywood as they're denouncing Weinstein from having to blow him for parts.
Did you guys hear that? Weinstein is like his big producer guy, right, for movies and shit. And they're saying that, like, you know, to get the part, you know, you have to, you know how the service works. You know what I mean?
Got to kiss the ring.
Zip, zip.
Did you hear the recording?
Huh?
Did you hear the recording?
There's a couch involved.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a couch. Got to have a couch casting.
Yeah, casting of the couch.
New York Police Department did a sting operation trying to catch Weinstein with one of the actresses.
Where?
She wore a wire, and he was trying to encourage her to come into his room out of the hallway.
I heard it.
And, and she wouldn't go, but it was just him. You know, you can't embarrass me in front of, you know, people in the hotel. And he says, well, I don't want to come in there. Something inappropriate might happen. And he goes, I swear on my children, I'd never do anything inappropriate.
Again.
So, again.
Because apparently he grabbed her boobies.
He grabbed her.
No, that was Affleck. Affleck was
but
the boobies.
Mom, but she said it. Even but, with her bad accent, I heard the recording as well. She said, I don't want you touching my breasts.
Yeah.
As
soon as the chick says that to me, we're like, are you wearing a wire?
I was just checking.
You're wearing a wire. Why do you think I'm grabbing all over your chest?
I heard that Ralph Schneider came out too and said something about it.
He said I had to blow him.
Apparently, he was told that he had to crawl towards, what's his name, Weinstein. He's like, come to me, but you have to crawl to me. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with
that's
this
some
guy?
Power. That's power issue stuff right there.
That's wrong.
Power
play?
That's weird.
What was that, Miggy?
That just fits Rob Schneider, though. You know, you can do it. You know,
he's like, but you gotta crawl to me. He's like, I can crawl to you. I've done worse shit. there was Deuce Bigelow, American Gigolo.
That was a great movie, bro.
That was funny.
The second one?
Did they make a second one?
Yeah.
No, I think you're talking about Zookeeper.
No, Deuce Bigelow, the male gigolo, number two.
You got Deuce Bigelow, then the sequel is European Gigolo.
Yeah, European Gigolo.
Ah,
oh, he doesn't even know that. Come here, the Dream Sequel is.
Yeah, I didn't get that deep into it.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
Nope.
Oh.
I must have skipped it.
My bad.
Yeah. Now I got to go home and watch it.
Rob Schneider's so funny.
Dude, I like the first one.
I like him in Adam Sandler movie, 51st Dates, when he's like the
Samoan guy.
The Samoan guy, the Hawaiian guy. He's like, oh.
With the fucked up eye?
Yeah, with the fucked up eye. And he's like, oh, the sharks, they're like a puppy dog.
Yeah.
Oh, like I bet him all
like
that.
The time. The nine kids running around him.
Nine kids.
That was pretty dope. That was a pretty funny movie.
His wife in the moon movie, I was like, oh my God. Oh, no, that.
So, Maggie, what's going up in the Pacific Northwest?
Is it cold?
Anything to report? Well,
yes, it is cold. There's a whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
So it's like the opposite of Jacksonville. Like, while there is businesses here, let's just say that when people want to party, they go to Applebee's, my man.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that sounds like a good time.
Sounds about right.
That's high class.
Yeah. Hot Swiss and ham.
And we went to Applebee's last night, and it was crazy.
Was it lit?
It was beyond lit, man.
Did you guys get turned up?
Talking about doing some shots.
Hey, do you guys see, like, smoke from the California fires?
Dude, they're too far away.
Dude, it was so hazy, but I couldn't tell if it was actual, like, wildfire marijuana smoke out there, dude.
I heard that California fires had destroyed a big cannabis crop.
That was in Napa Valley.
In Napa Valley. So, you know, I have a friend that lives Her name is Nicole Gonzalez, her and her family, and I've been friends with her for like, I don't know, man, like 18, 19 years. And she messaged me on Snapchat the other day and showed me the fires. And her and her family, she lived in American Canyon, which is like just right by Napa Valley. It is crazy. Like they had to wear masks, you know, like the air quality is not good. The smoke is crazy. The fires are just ablazing. Like they're home, like they're evacuated. Like, so they're home. They don't know if it's going to still be there when they come back. So,
yeah, that is pretty bad. Like, we drove through there and all, but we didn't really see much. It was just kind of hazy out there, you know, but I mean, it had to be from the fire, but you would never guess the fire was going on.
So Megan, when are you coming back?
So I fly back on Monday, and then I should be back in town like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Nice.
Are you flying into Georgia? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that was the cheaper option.
Nice.
So I'm saying to save a couple bucks.
All right, bro. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to let you go so you can get back to you and your wife and hanging out and all that. And we'll catch
your sponsor.
You. Yeah, your sponsor, and we'll catch you on the next episode. You're going to be here live, correct?
Hell yeah.
All right, so we'll see you for episode 50, brah.
For shizzle, guys.
All right, bro.
Take it easy.
We'll talk to you later, brother.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're about to hit the big 5-0 next weekend, so you guys stay tuned. It's going to be super dope.
I know.
We
have our 1-year anniversary. It's going to be 2 episodes after that. So in 3 weeks, we'll hit the 1-year
That's pretty cool.
Anniversary. So we're going to try to get some people on and see.
You guys are telling me a story about Joe Rogan's crew, those 100 people that got attacked by the bear. What was up with that again?
Remy Warren, Steve Ranella, and 2 other guys. I can't remember where they were at. They were probably in Canada. They killed an elk. They had already broke it down. They were packing it out. Took a break. Set everything down to eat a little something. And then out of nowhere, no warning, no nothing, a bear wound up charging them in their camp that they had just set up.
They say it was like a brown bear?
Yeah, it was
like
a grizzly.
Grizzly bear?
Yeah, it was a grizzly. Supposedly, like, flipped one guy up into the air. One guy wound up on the bear's back. One of the other guys was stabbing at the bear with a trekking pole to try to get it to go, not eat the elk or them. So, because Remy had been doing the Instagram stories for pretty much the whole hunt, and then they were kind of explaining it afterwards because they didn't get, you know, they didn't have their phones out. Couldn't tell the bear, like, hey, hold, pause for a second. Let me get this on my Insta story real quick.
Dang, so crazy. What was the outcome of that, though?
Nobody got hurt or anything like that. I think the bear wound up spooking and running out. But, yeah, it was just one of those things. It could have been, you know.
Catastrophic for sure.
1,000 times worse.
Can you imagine that? Like, so a big bear, you know, you got, like, this 1,000-pound animal, and you're, like, fucking stabbing with a knife, like, or a pole.
Yeah, just
like,
true
bear, get out the way. Get out the way, bears. My elk today. You know what I mean? And like,
he's got quite a flow going.
Yeah, that was a good little freestyle.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if he was as good as Eminem's, though.
Dude, Eminem went off on Trump, didn't he? Well, so I got something to say about that, right? Like, though, I don't 100% agree with everything he said as far as like how he addressed the president and all that kind of stuff. But realize he did that completely off the cuff. Like, that wasn't like a written down thing. So, like, even when he messed up, like, he made it to where.
Which one? When he did it for the video or the one he did at the VMAs?
I think it was the video.
It was the one where he was in Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a video there, like, in a parking garage or whatever. But yeah, he was like, he went to go say something and he kind of messed up the words and then he came back with it. Like, the way that he did that. I mean, that's pretty good. A lot of people are kind of busting on him. It's like, you know, that's a little cheesy, this, little that. I was like, I don't know, man. He kind of put it together. If it's straight off the head like that and just, I don't know. I thought it was pretty good as far as like
improvisational skills.
Improvisational skills and rapping skills. But as far as the content, I couldn't care less. I'm like, yeah, okay. So it's not going to change anything. You just like the guy's like point of views. That's cool and all that. You know, he's still the president at this point in time, you know? And yeah, maybe we end up in World War III. I don't know.
I just don't think that you combat hate with hate. If that's what you think, you know, if that's your opinion.
I just thought it was funny. I was like, well, if you're a fan of mine, you can't like him or vice versa. I was like, what? No. Whereas this is America, I can like you and I can like the person that you dislike at the same time.
But, you know, that's kind of the interesting thing. There are a lot of people that are taking that position. They're saying, you know, that if you don't like if you like Trump, then please don't follow me anymore. Watch my show. Listen, don't listen to my music.
You really might be shooting yourself in the foot, man. Maybe there's a lot of Republicans out there that
like you. Well, I'm not a fan of the guy. You know, I know plenty of people that support him, and I'm cool with those people.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You're drawing us such a hard line.
I don't.
That goes back to the Leaf, Rock, and Reed that I was talking about. You know what I mean? That's not how you get what you want.
What are you talking about?
It's that
saying. I don't know what you're saying.
What? Fucker, I'm trying to explain. You're cutting me off. So you're being a rock right now, you fucking rockhead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, bro.
Okay, there you go. So Wallo got this new camera or whatever and got these programs and this gimbal, and it's pretty cool. He needs to make some content. And I wanted to talk about different things that my mentors have talked to me about over the last few years or whatever that I found helpful. So I kind of said this thing. It's on Facebook. You can look it up. Wallo, what is it on Locker Room Talk page?
No, but I
will. No, it's on Wallo's page.
I'll share it to the Locker Room
Talk. Yeah, you can check it up on Locker Room Talk page. It's just interesting way to look at life as far as like three different mentalities that you can be. One is like being free flowing. The other one's being like this hard rock that everybody has to crash around you. And the other one's being flexible like the Reed. Check it out. But anyways, having such a hard line stance on that, man, really, it causes a lot of issues. You know what I mean? Like maybe even further issues for you down the road that you don't even realize now.
You can have your ideals and your moral compass and all that, you know, and somebody else might have a different opinion. Doesn't mean that they're against you and they don't stand for what you stand for.
Yeah.
You know, they might have some of the similar beliefs, but, you know, slightly differ in other areas. Doesn't mean that that person's bad. Doesn't mean that you're bad because you don't have the same opinion.
Oh, you don't believe in the same stuff that I believe in? Well, you must die.
I believe in big butts.
I cannot lie.
See, we all
the other brothers can't deny.
See, well, when you get down to it, you'll find that you'll have more in common with other people than you have differences. It's when you focus on the differences that those become the paramount issues, and you forget about all the commonality, you know, everything that's like every time there's a crisis or something, people normally come together.
Yeah.
Because the bullshit's brushed aside and what's important becomes very obvious.
Yeah.
And so everybody focuses, pulls together.
Yeah. That was kind of like what you were saying about the guy with the Confederate flag airboat, and he was helping a black family out.
Right.
He didn't give a shit. He was just trying to help people. He was just trying to save people.
And the black woman he was saving, her family he was saving, she didn't care either because she was just grateful that somebody was there to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
You might thank God with his redneck and his earbuds. You know what I mean? Dude was prepared. Can't lie about that. Just saying. Dude was prepared.
Callahan Chris come over in his earbud. I got you, dog.
I got you, dog. What's up, brother? It looks like you're stuck.
Get in my boat. I get you out.
Get in my airboat. Yeah. We're going to be doing some donuts on the way out. Yeah. It's going to be cool. It'll catch a fish.
Have you ever been in one of those?
I have, actually.
Airboats?
I went down to the Everglades, and I got to do the airboat rides and play with some crocodiles and fuck with a snake. It was cool.
No fucking crocodiles. You fucking crazy.
No, man. They got those little teeny crocodiles, whatever. Their mouth is like rubber band shut. You kind of feel them. You feel them tense up and spaz out. Feels like a new white belt, you know? And then, and all their energy is like spent, and they wind up again. They, you know, feels like that. You know?
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
Yeah. I've been it's probably been 2 years ago. There's an airboat that runs at the ICW here off of Beach Boulevard.
What is the ICW?
Intercoastal Waterway.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Insane Clown Posse.
No, but actually, it was Dad and me and Amanda and both kids. Dad got us an airboat ride for like an hour or two. Up and down the ICW there. It's pretty cool. It was really fun. Got to see a lot of manatees, dolphins, and stuff like that. But it was a lot of fun. And I think Dad's been – did you ever do the one in the Everglades?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he's
– did that one too.
He's been in an airboat quite a few times. He's actually – it's probably on his bucket list, one of the many things he wants to get on his bucket list.
Yeah.
What?
An airboat.
On one or just –
On one, yeah.
Oh.
No, we own stuff. We like owning stuff.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, we may only use it once, but...
Kind of like that RV that's parked in the back.
No, we've used that a few times, and actually that's what we're doing for Thanksgiving, since I think...
$3 million RV you got back there with the pool.
And I wish it was.
The helo pad.
I wish.
So where are you guys going for Thanksgiving?
We are going down to Orlando. We're staying at a little campground outside north of Orlando, and we'll be going down to, I think we're doing 1 or 2 days in Disney, and then we'll be going 2 days at one of the parks, one of the national parks that are near there, and doing some hiking and trekking and stuff.
Hey, Art, what do you think about camping?
I love camping, man.
Yeah?
So check it out. Let me tell you my first camping adventure. It was with my father in Alaska. So what he did was we had he had a Chevy truck, and me and my brother and him, he'd come snatch us up. And
shocking, a Mexican with a Chevy truck.
Yeah. And so he would drive us out into like the national forest, like just out, right? Just gone. And, you know, fishing poles, a pan, and some fucking toilet paper. And we went camping, like waking up with like sap in your hair. You like had to build a shelter, doing all that kind of shit. And then I moved to Michigan with my mom and her new husband. And he's like, I'm going to take you guys camping. I was like, oh man, this is cool. So I'm going to Michigan. First off, I was pissed off about going to lower 48 anyways, because the sky was dirty. I was young and I was like, the sky's dirty here. I want to go back to Alaska. It's,
how old were you?
Cleaner. I was like pushing 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I came down to lower 48. He said he's going to take me camping. He takes me to this fucking RV park. Right, with nifty little lots with a number, and it has like a fireplace already built there, and like wood that was being sold on the way in, and then like I remember him lighting it with like lighter fluid. I was just like, "This is not camping. This is not camping at all."
What do you call it?
I was like, "This is just being homeless." This is just, these motherfuckers got RVs. Like, there's toilets right there. I mean, like, you don't have to dig a hole or nothing.
So you prefer digging the hole?
It was rougher camping with my father, but that experience stuck with me at a younger age than that experience at 12 years old, where it was nothing. It was just like, why do we do this?
All right. So if we go camping right now, which would you rather do? Would you rather go and dig your hole and build your shelter, or stay in the RV?
I say we do it naked and afraid style. I get to pick one tool. You guys pick one tool. That's not fun.
Okay. My tool is the RV.
Okay, so that has a lot of things, Bart. You get one handheld tool.
No, I'll put my hand on the RV.
Handheld.
I'll hold the RV in my hand.
You can't hold the RV in hand.
I can hold a part of it.
No, you can't. Then you get the steering wheel. That's it.
Okay. So I get to drive it.
No.
You said the steering wheel.
That's what you can hold, is the steering wheel. And the steering wheel is going to come off.
No, we're not taking apart the RV.
So that was you wasted your tool.
No.
That was stupid. You had better luck with duct tape.
You know, why has nobody ever did that on Naked and Afraid?
They actually have.
Have they? I must have missed that.
Guy brought duct tape, and he was able to build a hammock. He was able to, like, help with supporting structures.
How many rolls of duct tape?
How many rolls? Yeah.
Yeah.
Big jumbo roll of duct tape.
I want a case of
big jumbo roll of duct tape. Big jumbo roll of duct tape. And he was also help with the shelter overhead, you know, because it rained a lot where they're at. And he also made clothes for the chick, which I don't know why he did that. It seems like a waste of material to me. Just saying.
It made good television.
Guess what I choose? Not to go at all.
Fire starter.
Fuck that,
man.
I prefer my bed.
It was fun, man. It's fun.
Holiday Inn Express is roughing it for you.
You test yourself. Yeah. You got to test yourself sometimes.
Sleeping in my own bed is kind of rough sometimes. So, you know, I don't want to sleep on the floor. I've done that already.
I say, one person bring bug repellent, one person bring a fire starter, another one bring a pan or a pot, and that's perfect. That's it. That's all you need.
Live off the land.
And clothes. You can wear clothes.
Yeah, but the problem is nowadays you can't really live off the land.
Why not?
Unless you buy the license and you do all that.
Oh, no, man. Listen, man. Just go out to the National Forest. Go live off the land.
That's not going to happen.
Why not?
Still need permits.
I'm not going to do it. I'm too much of a pussy.
Well, I mean,
you're soft, man.
I am soft.
At least you admit.
He's like, listen, man, there's no Pornhub out there.
Definitely not going.
Definitely not going.
I mean, I'd much rather you admit
it. Three other dudes and me and no Pornhub. This is bullshit, man.
I'd much rather you admit it than be that guy that'd be like, oh, yeah, man, I can do it. And then you take them out there and you just watch them crumble.
No, are you crazy?
Well, this is the deal. Like, so I have a buddy, Jim Plant, that a good friend of mine, and he was talking about doing like a 72 or 96 hour thing out there and do it just like that. Of course, we bring backpacks with emergency supplies, GPS, and all that just in case. But go out there and hit a simulation like that. See if you can survive. See if you can last 4 days. These cats are doing it 21 days, but they're not thriving. These guys are starving out there. They're naked and starving. That's what they should call it.
I spent 2 days without electricity when Irma came.
And well, hi, but you smell right.
Dying.
Your natural heat just started pouring out you.
We had water.
Yeah, water.
Yeah, see, if anything, the hurricane taught me that if I had to do that simulation with my family, they're dead.
I'm dead with them.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll be okay. I can make it. But those three, they're dead. They can't handle it. All you got to do to kill two of them is kill the Wi-Fi.
Hey, Bert said that he's in. When do we leave?
Hey. Yeah, Bert. Let's do this, buddy.
Sorry, Bert. You're on your own. I'm not going.
No.
You, Chris, and Art can go dig holes and take shits in them. I'm not. I got a toilet at home.
I tell you what. Y'all just let me know where it is, and I'll pull the RV up next to y'all. And y'all can rough it, and I'll stay in the RV.
See? That's not camping, bro.
Says who?
That's not camping.
Says who? You?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Art, is that camping?
It's not camping.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's y'all's two opinion, man. And
no, it's not an opinion. It's a fact, sir.
It's just a your fact. Opinion,
it's a fact. You have a mobile shelter built to you by some fucking people in China.
Okay. So is a
tent. How do you know? How do you know he's not American made?
Yes, sir. I bought American made, sir.
I bought American made. Matter of fact, it says USA on here. This shit says USA. There's no period. But it says USA, so it must be US of A.
Well, but then if you're going to go on that stance, you can't take a tent with you.
I didn't say take a tent, now did I?
No.
I didn't say take a tent, now did I?
But then people that take tents that do primitive camping, that's not camping?
Not really.
No, they're still camping, bro.
Okay, but
they ain't bringing a fucking mobile home with them.
Whatever. First off,
they don't have a soft bed to lay in.
What Art said was naked and afraid, meaning you got to cut the branches down.
Yeah, okay. Well, first off, I'm not going to take this shit for Wallow over there, Mr. I'm not doing that. You wouldn't even go in the RV.
RV. I'll stay in an RV. You got TV?
Yeah.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in. That's not camping.
Well, I call it camping, so fuck y'all.
That's calling parking the RV.
Whatever. Sometimes it's hard to park that RV.
Oh. Ooh.
You got to back it up just right. You got to get that shit level, yo. There's skills to this shit, man.
Are we still talking about camping?
Yeah.
Would you rather talk about women's UFC?
Ooh, yeah. Do you want to talk about that then?
Yeah. What's going on? Any women fights lately?
That's it. Nothing.
No. Mackenzie Dern just won her first MMA fight.
That was not her first MMA fight.
That was her first MMA fight. No. That's what it said.
She's had a few of them.
That's what it said.
Fake news.
Said her first MMA fight.
Maybe in over a year. Chris, are you doing the pulling up of the facts, or are we doing conjecture here?
Pull up the facts, man.
No, we'll do conjecture.
No, pull up the facts.
So we're going.
Give me the Carfax.
We're going with that was her first MMA fight. Okay, how did she win?
Her naked choke. Well, first she hit a big overhand right, and then she hit a couple like left, right, and hook wise, and then she like hooked right around her neck, took her back, choked her out.
How's her striking? I've never seen her strike.
Well, looked a lot better than the other girls since all the clip I saw was her just beating the other girl up and taking her back. She hit the other girl with the overhand right in the, like right on her neck, like coming down at a 45 degree angle, like neck and shoulder, bah! And it just like looked like it stuck, like the girl didn't move, and the other one like racked her in the jaw, and then the girl started turning away like a not a fighter, and then she got hooked up, rear naked choke.
By the way, Bert says that RV is not camping, and Chris just pointed out that Mackenzie Dern had 4 fights.
Okay, so she had 4 fights.
What's her record?
4-0.
Oh, it's pretty dope. Is she fighting in Invicta? What's she fighting at?
2 in Legacy FC and then LFA, whatever that one is.
Oh, okay. Ladies Fighting Alliance?
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
I don't know if that's true, but...
Yeah, man.
You know who, speaking of fighters who had some issues, was Henry Cejudo. He was in a fire in Napa Valley, and apparently he didn't get out in time enough, so he had to, like, jump out of a balcony and, like, burn the bottom of his feet and lost his gold medal.
Lost his gold medal.
Yeah, in the fire.
Okay, so that sentence, the way that you structured that thing, he burned his feet and lost his gold medal. Did he have his gold medal on his feet? What the fuck happened here?
Maybe.
That's man, he was running out there. Well, did screw the computer. Screw all the paperwork. It's important. He had his gold medal on him, but it got lost in the fire.
Yeah. Did y'all see or read the story about the older couple that spent 6 hours in their pool? While everything around them burnt.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't. They weren't able to evacuate, so they basically got into their pool, and I guess it must have been cold or something. But that, like they said, you know, they were cold and freezing. But they spent 6 hours overnight in their pool while everything around them burnt.
Well, fuck, if everything's hot around you, that pool probably feels really good.
That pool is on fire.
God. That was horrible.
No? That was.
Oh, well.
Please don't do that.
That was kind of lame.
Mm. Well, if you don't know me by now, then you'll never know me.
So I wonder if, I guess wine's probably getting ready to go up.
Who?
Wine, the price of wine. Because, I mean, from what I've read, they've a couple of the vineyards.
I get my shit sent in from Italy, man. In Australia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, are you a big wine connoisseur guy?
Yeah, no.
Now, see, Dad and them, they've gone through the Napa Valley thing, two or three times?
To the wine tasting stuff?
Three. Dad, secretly, he lives on the East Coast, but in heart, he's a West Coaster.
Yeah?
I love the West Coast.
How come you haven't moved out there?
Earthquakes and shit and fires, man. Have you not been paying attention?
Well, real estate will be cheap out there soon, so maybe I have an opportunity.
You and me both, sir. I'm moving out there, too. Where are we going to go?
Well, nowhere.
I can tell Dad's San Francisco.
Why? I want to go to San Francisco.
Well, why is your dad San Francisco?
I don't know. That's his call.
Because he's got a holster with a rainbow on it?
No.
But it has Deadpool on it, too, so it kind of doesn't count.
All right.
Hold on. Hey, it's not really gay.
Dad, where are you going on the West Coast?
Well, pick one. We love them all.
Yeah, but I mean.
San Francisco or San Diego?
Yeah. San Diego's dope.
So that's north or south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've done the whole go like, far north and I like drive.
SoCal, man, to be honest. San Francisco was a lot of fun, dude. I got to hang out with some cool people over there.
Yeah.
Danny? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
What? Anyways. You can't say that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck?
As long as you're not on Castro Street, you're golden.
I have to nerf my life sometimes, you know what I mean? Michael Bisping says Tony Ferguson is for sure a tougher matchup than Conor McGregor than Nate Diaz.
Well, that's what I said last week. That's why I put it there, because he was just agreeing with me.
I think that's funny. So you agree with the assholes. You guys all stick together.
It's kind of funny.
You got a little private message group. You're like, who's an asshole? They just start adding each other. They're all agreeing with each other. They're a little asshole, you know.
It's funny because 99% of the time I agree with you, which would make you an asshole as well.
Why haven't I got my invite yet? This is some bullshit. It's because I'm nice. I'm nice about it. You know what I mean? I'm not blunt and like mean and like.
No. Yeah, you're passive aggressive about shit.
I don't know if I'm passive aggressive. I would like to think of myself more like a bendable reed.
Mm.
Flexible. Whatever. Just going with the flow, but whatever still the stuck in my.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I'll take the stone with turbulence.
Stone with turbulence. But the problem, though, you're going to cause problems with other people around your life. That's why I'm not,
I've never caused problems in other people's life. Have I, Dad? Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about
Let's talk about little Chris. So
I
imagine him as a baby has a horrible shits.
What kind of a douche?
Doesn't everybody?
He said, listen, man, I didn't change his diaper.
I did.
Mom did that shit.
No, he did.
I did a lot of that.
What kind of a little turd was Chris growing up?
An asshole.
Well, he did have that. Well, he comes from a long line, so I can't.
That's awesome.
It's in the DNA for sure.
It's in the DNA, sadly.
You know what's funny? I was listening to you over the phone with Chris here last podcast, and actually you guys sound a whole lot alike. Like your mannerisms are pretty much the same. The way that you kind of enter into conversation and leave conversation is pretty much the same. It's very interesting.
Yeah, but you look a little bit more manly than he does.
My dad?
Yeah.
Well, it's because he's got hair.
I was going to say, he still has hair. Yeah. What happened there? You know what? They say it's usually from the female side that you go bald.
Oh, yeah. No.
So you have to blame your mom.
Yeah. No. Her side of the family, my grandfather on that side of the family was bald as shit.
Oh, there you go.
But even though now dad's father, CJ, he was bald.
No. He had hair.
Well, he had hair. He had the Picard kind of thing.
Well, he only had a little. Just the yarmulke going.
Yeah.
So you guys are Jewish, huh?
No. Not even a little bit.
How's that Jewish joke that you like to say? How does it go?
Which one?
Yeah, just
how to pick up a Jewish girl.
Yeah, with a dustpan.
Oh my God, it's so bad. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. We're going to get hate for real. I don't agree with that joke. Okay.
Listen, it's just jokes.
Yeah. God. Humor comes from the same place. It's all funny.
Yeah.
Well, what are you concerned about it?
Unless you're offended.
It's okay to be offended.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's totally okay to be offended.
Are they going to die from it?
Well.
No.
Emotionally deep inside, my snowflake just melted. Okay?
That's a you
right
issue.
Right now, I'm just that's a what?
That's a them issue, though. If they get offended, that's a them issue. they can't handle it.
I agree.
So
I actually agree.
Find them a little safe place.
Yeah. Find them a safe place.
So what kind of kid? What kind of cup? You know, kid was Chris? Was he a troublemaker? Was he, you know, mama's boy?
I blanked a lot of that out. taking me a minute, not much of an asshole.
Wow,
dude,
that is awesome. He's like, you know, that was like lifetimes ago. Just realize every 7 years, it's a whole new person. I'm many new people. Chris is definitely a new person.
Look, I will openly admit, looking back on it, and then now having kids myself. And you can ask him. I called him after probably about 6 months of having Tegan and all like that.
And just, you apologized to
him? Oh, I did. I called him up. It was like
that phone call.
I was like, bro, I'm so sorry. I thank you for just not.
You called him bro? You didn't say daddy?
I probably called him dad. But I was like, man, just thank you for not hitting the reset button on me. Because that would have been super easy. Because I know I was an asshole. I was a handful. But he taught me, I think, probably the best way you could teach a kid like that. It was like, hey, if you're not going to listen, cool. You get to make the mistakes. And now he's always been there to pick me up after I fucked up. And he always goes, I told you that was going to happen. So I've learned that way.
So he did it really nicely. He wasn't like, I fucking told you so, son. No. Whack, 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 whack.
Oh, no, no.
He was more like, man, I told you it was going to happen. You should listen to me next time.
No, he never even said that. He was like, yeah, I told you that was going to happen. And then, you know, I would get smart for a little bit, and then I would, you know, start teetering back to that dumb side, and he would just be like, that's not going to work.
Did he tell you that it was going to happen?
Don't fight cops. They don't like that shit.
When he found that object?
No, man. Let's not talk about that. What's the matter with you? He's a fucking...
Jesus Christ. So you can bring it up.
Listen, I was asking for a friend.
I wasn't asking about Chris's dealio. Let's go back to that.
I wish I would have heard that conversation.
Nah, no, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Listen, did you forget something at my house?
Is Pickle Rick shaped?
Dude, did you see all the videos of the people freaking out at fucking McDonald's about the...
That's just one sauce?
Yeah, running out of the sauce and, like, people legitimately having meltdowns about it.
I talked about it a little bit last podcast, I think, on the video. That lady was, like, getting all upset at that one chick for not having something... Oh, fresh baked cookies.
Oh, yeah, I remember that chick.
I was like, why are you so upset? Dude, you don't have cookies, man. Don't have cookies, man. They ran out. Man, hey.
No, people were literally jumping on the counters, throwing fits in the lobbies. I mean, it was hilarious.
Dude, they're going back to the primitive primate state.
Couldn't survive.
Primate state. All pissed off.
Speaking of primates, I saw the last Planet of the Apes movie.
Oh, dude, how was it?
That was really good, man.
Was it really good?
Yeah, I watched the...
The second one, I was kind of like, eh.
I think
the second one was good.
It's all right. Kind of like, the right.
I think if the last one was good, then they did a. I think they did a really good justice for the three of them.
The first one really got me hooked. The second one was good, yeah. And the third one I thought it was great.
I think they do pretty good at like trying to humanize, like even though they're apes and shit like that, but they like humanize the feelings and the battle, the internal struggle that they're going with. As far as like, how did the last one go? Like, what was the Because that's when Caesar becomes like tyrannical, right?
No, he was just trying to save his kind. That's all.
Yeah, that's, survival.
That's survival. Yeah.
And it's funny, speaking about apes and all that, did you see the Rogan? I remember Rogan brought it up, so I did a little reading on it, that they've said that there's a couple different groups of chimpanzees and everything that have actually entered the Stone Age now.
Yeah, they're using tools.
Yeah, they are actually using tools without being taught or shown any, you know. No interaction. They've learned.
Well, I heard about that a while ago, about the orangutan with the stick spearing.
Yeah, but that was
a tree.
He was doing that because he had seen fishermen on the river doing it, so he was emulating them. These are actual troops that haven't had any contact and all like that, that are just organically using tools.
So what are they building? Hammers, axes? What's going on here?
Didn't really say. Probably more hammers.
Are they lashing shit together?
I don't think they've got to that point where they're actually starting to lash things together. It's still, I mean, come on, you're talking about real primitive Stone Age entrance.
They're reinventing the wheel. They're
you know, using rocks to crush things open, grind stuff up, things
like
that.
They've always been doing that shit. Like, they've always been sticking reeds inside of fucking termite things and eating shit like that. They've been doing that and modifying it to reach the right length.
I remember watching a video. That's how some of the African tribes trap. I can't remember. I think it was – what's the crazy – the super aggressive ones?
Oh, the baboons.
The baboons.
Oh, that's how they found water, is they would take a baboon and
feed it a bunch of salt.
Feed it a bunch of salt because the baboon didn't want to betray the troops' water supply. Oh. So they would feed him salt and get so thirsty when they turn him loose, he'd just make a beeline to the troops' water supply.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
And that's how they would find it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the one I saw they were showing, they would put stuff inside a hole. So then that way the baboon would actually reach down and grab it. But then he wouldn't let go of it because he wanted to pull it out of the hole. But when he'd grab it, it makes your hand bigger so he could pull his hand out of the hole.
So they do the same thing with raccoons. I remember reading in a book. It was a fiction book. I think it was like a Mark Twain situation. No. It was which one was with that dog, the hunting dog? Anyways.
Old Yeller?
No. This is back in the day.
Old Yeller?
Ren 10-10.
No.
Air Bud.
Anyways, no. So the gist of it was like they'd find a log, right? They would drill a hole into the log and they'd put like a piece of metal, shiny metal inside of it. And the raccoon would stick in their hand in there to go get this piece of metal. That's how they trap raccoons in. Ah. And they make a fist. Same situation. Can't pull it out. They come over there and fucking get the raccoon.
So,
but they like shiny shit, apparently.
Well, when you catch the raccoon, how do you get him out of off the log?
Well, kill him.
I guess he'll let go then.
You're looking to hunt the raccoon. How else you can get them fancy hats? You know what I mean? You gotta kill them all. They get all crazy alive when you set them on your head. They get all like,
yeah, they don't take kindly to you trying to take their skin off.
They're like, listen, man, how am I supposed to sit on your head? They don't do that. No, you gotta kill them. But that's how they were trapping them. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I got to put some raccoon preventers up in the backyard.
Oh, you have some?
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole family.
Hey, when you get the chickens, you definitely have to do something like that, right?
Dumpster pandas.
Yeah, dumpster pandas.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you have to, you've got to build them because they'll actually snatch a chicken through the wire.
Word. They'll like grab a wing and just rip the wing right off.
Yeah.
Those things are gangster.
Yeah, those, believe it or not, them and possums, man, they are pretty vicious when it comes to chickens.
I had a damn possum in my garage the other day. I opened up my door, like, hey, what's up, fellow? And he's like,
happiest animal in the forest. Yeah. And always smiling.
Always smiling.
So crazy, this big ass teeth.
I'm surprised your dog didn't shred up to pieces.
Well, listen, man, like Georgie like didn't see it, thank goodness. Georgie's a critter. Georgie is a critter killer. Killer. This boy's caught squirrels. You know who the only one that has a bigger death toll than George is little Jack. Little Jack is this little rat terrier, and this thing goes out. I open the door. Go snatching him up a lizard. Tons of lizards in my backyard. Everywhere. I don't know why. Should know with all the other dead bodies of lizards everywhere that there's some sort of monster over here that just snatches all these little bodies up.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Oh, shit. You fucked up, son. He jumped up. He like ran up the fence, snatched the lizard off the thing and like realized this is a little dog, like a little 17 pound dog, 16 pound. He's a little quarter. He's a little fat. You know. The vet said he's
overweight.
No, what did they say? Robust.
Oh, okay.
They said the dog should be. They said I'm the dog should that. Be about 15 that, pounds, that, and the dog was 17 pounds, and that he is robust.
I'm robust.
I'm robust, yeah, I'm robust as well.
Yeah, everybody in the robust club.
Right here.
So Jackie being 2 pounds overweight is robust, but actually, apparently, it's a lot for those guys. I don't fucking know. Anyways, but George is definitely a killer, man. George likes big game. You remember the Jurassic Park? The latest Jurassic Park when they hybrided that animal and it just goes around just killing all the different things.
Yeah. What is it?
Did I tell you guys this one before?
Yes.
The raptor?
Not the raptor.
The it's one like, they bred with the raptor.
The raptor and the T-Rex and all that other thing. George did that, but with a family of like ducks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And fucking chomps out of one. Came home. What the fuck is all this?
Killed all the ducks.
Bro, it was like 6 of them. Bodies just strewn all about the yard, or down the driveway into the next neighbor's yard. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God. He's a murderer.
Giorgio Morte
Bilardi. Huh?
How did he get out?
So the lawn guy came and opened up the back, you know, gate.
Yeah.
Mowed the lawn, didn't shut it. He was let out and he got out. And I was like, came home. I was like, George went ham. Well, check it out, man. So I got him for Pit Sisters. Actually, we're going to go do a little fundraiser for them. So it's a really good organization. Generally takes in pit bulls, you know, dogs that are hard to adopt. They rehabilitate them, checks them with the family and all that kind of stuff. And that's where I got George at. And they said he was a pit bull, but it turns out he's not a pit bull. He's actually like a Shar Pei and a hound mix. So he kind of has that pit bull look. He's kind of rough looking. You guys have seen the dog.
He talks to you.
He talks to you for sure. He has shit to say, that guy.
I know. Like, I was.
What do you want outside? Oh, you want the blanket. Here's the blanket. And then he shuts up and he's happy.
Yeah.
Going to go night-night? Going. Want you to go sleep with him night-night?
Yeah, he wanted to play when I got there.
Play? Yeah.
I was like, what do you want, bro? I'm
like, they're playing. Did you give him that little ring thing?
He's, I don't think, George.
Yeah.
See, funny. At least you've got a dog that acts like a dog, that understands it's a dog. See, Dad has a dog that understands that it is not a dog.
And it's people.
It should not be treated as a dog. You do not put me with other dogs. I am above them. And it weighs all of, what's Tiki weigh, 3 pounds?
Four.
Four. Yeah. 4 pounds.
What kind of dog is it?
Black dog?
No, it's a Yorkie.
It's a Yorkie.
Oh.
Cute little dude.
Well, to be honest, I mean, a Yorkie's not really a dog, though, right? That's like the designer dog category, right?
Well, no, the designer dogs are more the breeds between two, like a Labrador and a Snickerdoodle or a Labradoodle. Or
Labradoodle, yeah.
Snickerdoodle, yeah.
Okay, so like that's more the tiny – they're not –
it's just a tiny breed.
Tiny breed.
But he's actually a Silky Terrier, which is a little larger dog, 14, 15 pound.
Also.
But he was a run of the litter. So he's only as big as a Yorkie, which is about half the size.
Right.
But he's a cool little dude.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm gonna be honest. I've only owned Rottweilers and Dobies and George and Ruby which is my pit, my Sharpei, hound mix. And they were small dogs for me because they're 55 and 65 pounds.
Yeah.
And then I got Jack, which is funny because when I tell my dogs to get off of things, I'm like, Ruby off or did it off. But when I tell Jack, like, Jack off. I'm going to get him out of the bed. Jack off.
He's first masturbating.
Yeah, I laugh every time. Every time I'm laughing. I'm like, Jack off the bed. Oh, no, don't Jack off the bed. Get off the bed. What's the matter with you?
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah, see, funny.
We were raised. I know Dad, he had Dobermans.
Yeah, great dogs, right?
Yep.
Dude, they're way more loyal than like I thought. Like, especially the females are just like up your ass. They love you. How was yours?
Yeah, it was the same way.
Same
very,
way, right?
Very, very loyal. Very, very, very docile.
Yeah,
you know? They put on a big show. You know, if somebody stranger comes up, they'll bark and be very aggressive. But most of the time, when they're challenged, they'll back down.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah, super sweet dog.
You had what, Spiker, and who was the other one?
And Liberty. Boxer.
Yeah, so he's had boxers before. We've had
Boxer is another high energy dog. Though,
yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
You got to take him out all the time, or you just run him, throw him balls and stuff.
Throw him in the yard. This is back in the day, so you just put him in the yard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You don't come in. Entertain yourselves.
See, we've had it wasn't a board. We had a Sheltie.
Yeah, Custer.
Custer, awesome little dog. Then what did we have after Custer?
That was it.
No, I thought we had one more. Or was it then Custer? Because y'all didn't have one at Shinnecock, did y'all?
We had what? April.
that's what was it. No, he used to live on a road that was called Shinnecock.
Shinnecock.
Yeah, shit you not.
Man, that's a Shinnecock shit, isn't it? I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Super upscale.
You got a very cute Shinnecock.
Yeah.
That's a cute Shinnecock. Well,
back in the day, I used to think that, that was a super upscale neighborhood where they lived in. And, now that I've grown up, I was like, oh, shit, that's just
a neighborhood. It sounds like a Chinaman with a tiny cock. A Shinnecock. Shinnecock.
Take a Shinnecock over a tiny cock? So.
Right. Apparently so. Thank goodness. You know, it's funny that you say stuff about upscale neighborhoods. You know, when I was in Alaska, there's this place called the Hillside that was like, it's where all the doctors and lawyers and all those kind of people, like, they lived up there.
They have those in Alaska?
Oh my God. Yes, sir.
So, I was a younger kid or whatever. And, I was talking to my cousin, Kevin Cito, and he was kind of like mentioning it. He was like, yeah, man, I remember when you guys lived on the Hillside. It was like a big fucking deal. And I had no idea. I was younger at the time. And my dad, he owned a concrete company. And in his heyday, man, he was like, dude, he was making the fucking money. I had no idea that how big this place was and all that stuff. I just thought it was normal until that all went to shit and everything else that happened. I was like, it's interesting. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
It's okay. Go down that hole.
But I think it's interesting, like, having perspective of, like, what people think when they're younger of what is fancy and what is normal and what is low and what's not. You know what I mean?
Well, that's like me growing up, I never realized I was poor until I got older.
Yeah.
Didn't know my family was poor, so to speak. Yeah. Well, Chris and I went back a couple of years ago and drove by the house I grew up in down in Palatka. And the house, it can't be 800 yeah. square feet.
Maybe.
If that.
Wow. Yeah.
And I was going, you know, I'm ahead of my time. We were living in tiny houses before tiny houses were popular.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's like, it's so weird to kind of like see the contrast between the two.
Well, you know, I go from here and I go see my grandmother in Puerto Rico and I enter her house.
You're like, dirt floors? What the fuck?
God damn.
Too soon.
Fuck you. So, you know, I come into her house and I'm like, God, my apartment is just as big.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't, and my apartment's not really that big, but it's maybe, I want to say slightly bigger.
Well, and that's her house, or she in an apartment as well?
Yeah, it's her, it's a house.
But it's just her now, though, right?
And we have tile floors over there, so fuck you.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know, looking back at my granny's house, granny's house wasn't, it was under 1,000 square feet.
Under 1,000.
Yeah.
I want to say my grandma's house is probably under 1,000.
I think probably the biggest person, the biggest house in the family back in those days would have probably had to been Shirley's.
On that side of the family, or JD's on the other.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, that was probably, now Shirley's was probably bigger than, no, JD's was probably bigger, but Shirley's was like the country home, single story, but you had the dining room, you know.
Big ranch.
Yeah, big ranch style, but you had the dining room table that fit 25 people because 25 people ate dinner, you know, all the time.
But she's got an office, so I mean, if you add that in, it might be a little bit bigger, and then the backyard is pretty decent, so she doesn't have a dryer, so she hangs her clothes outside. Well, what are you trying to do, bro?
Eat some nuts.
Okay.
You want some nuts?
So check this out. I lived in Germany, and that's their preferred way of drying clothes, actually.
Clotheslines?
It's clotheslines. Like, and to be honest, the colors last in your clothes longer, and they dry overnight, so don't really need, you know.
Man.
Unless you need shit right away.
Trust me, I've actually been thinking about putting one up in the backyard.
Listen, my grandma's house. You know, when she puts up the clothes, a couple hours.
Yeah.
Doesn't
take that long.
No. Because, you know, the sun is out and it's
fucking It's funny, hot though, but in our neighborhood here, you're not allowed to have a clothesline installed.
Why not?
Because it's against the HOA.
Yeah.
The HOA.
Well, check this out. In Germany, majority of them don't hang their clothes outside. They hang them inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put it in a room inside. They have these like, little... these little things that has a bunch of rungs in them. Just hang your clothes on the rungs. Gotta do it.
Oh, I know.
That's why it takes so long and it dries overnight.
No, I mean, it's in a couple hours too. Like the way they do it. The way they have to do their heating in the house is different too. Like there's these like curved pipes that go up and down, and it's on the side of the wall, and then like it radiates heat from those pipes.
Radiator.
It's
just
water.
Radiators, yeah.
It's water that runs through it, hot water or cold water, whatever. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's funny.
They don't have ACs there.
We went to eat a Korean barbecue last night, and the Korean chick spoke German. No, she was Filipino, right?
She was Filipino.
I thought she was Korean.
She's Pinay.
That's racist.
I know.
Profile.
I told her. Because she's like, oh, this is written in Korean.
Yeah, she's trying to separate the checks. We had a bunch of us over there. She's like, oh, this is written in Korean. I can understand it. I have to wait for these guys. And then the guy came over. And the guy, he's super cool, man. He's like, usually my waiter every time. I've been going to that place since the literal day it opened.
She said, this is written in Korean. I'm like, well, don't you speak Korean?
Like,
no.
Damn. Aren't you? So when's the baby due? I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
Some
shit right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started speaking a little bit of German together, and she's funny. She's like, yeah, my husband's from here.
Oh, have you been to Germany, Dad? Have you done that one?
No.
No.
Flying through.
Italy. I think y'all have done what? Italy?
Yeah. Italy, France.
Yeah, they're the Globetrotters.
Are you going to be doing the same stuff? Are you gonna
Hopefully.
Be
one day. Soon? Yeah, one day.
I was talking with one of my patients the other day, and they were like, yeah, Europe is so great, da da da. And the only place that anybody was rude to me was in Paris, or that people are rude is in Paris. I was like, I don't think they've been to Paris, because I've been to Paris and they were fucking wonderful.
That was the craziest thing. We recently took a trip to Rome, then Lucerne, Switzerland, Paris, and London. And I was determined, it was the first time going to London or to Paris. And I was determined that I was not going to like Paris from everything I'd heard. Even a friend of ours who was born there tried to prepare us. He said, just be prepared. The Parisians are very rude. And so when we got there, people were phenomenal. It was great. The people were very nice. The city, it was the cleanest city in Europe that we visited. And I was just completely blown away. So asking Gabrielle, where are all these rude Parisians? He goes, oh, well, the only reason that you don't think they're rude is because you're ruder than they are. So
fucking rude Americans.
Do you think that's the case, that maybe there's some rude Americans that, listen, you know, try to get sneaky with
I think that's what happens. I think that's what happens. Because, you know, when I went there, I stayed at a hotel. The hotels are small and stuff like that. And below the hotel was like this wine store. And I was like, you know what? I'm in Paris. I don't drink wine a whole lot. But I'm going to go down there. I'm going to give me a bottle of wine, you know, from Paris. And I'm in there and I'm talking to the guy. And the guy is being so nice and so very charismatic. And he helps me choose out a bottle of wine. I was like, cool, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. You know, I'm here for the next 4 or 5 days. He's like, okay, cool. And as I'm about to walk out, he's like, wait a minute. I was like, yes, sir. And he's like, do you have cups to drink this out of? I was like, no, I don't. He's like, hold on. And he goes and grabs me this box that had four of the wine glasses in it. He's like, you need proper crystals. And gives me them. He's like, it's on the house. I was like, what? I was like, man, I was like, I got a small confession. And I told him. He's like, no. I was like, no. We like Americans, da-da-da. He's like, I think the people that have that kind of experience, it's because they're rude and they're like, this is not how it is in America. Yeah, like, but listen, you're in our country right now. So they get told what's for. The only place that was a little bit shady is we went to the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
You know what? When the Indians and all them are out there trying to shove stuff, and that's a little bit iffy, but.
Yeah. Yeah. You run into that, but then that's not the real Parisians.
Yeah.
You know, that's just people there trying to make some little money off the situation. You run into that in Rome also.
Yeah.
Around the Colosseum and the other large tourist venues. You'll have a large crowd of, gypsies, whatever, that basically, are just trying to sell whatever
really
they can.
Really pushy and like mean and
very,
rude.
Very aggressive. Yeah. You know. So, yeah, that turned you off.
But, how'd you like to – you went to the catacombs?
No, actually, we went to
– Louvre?
Oh, we did in Rome in the Vatican. We did the
– catacombs over there?
Yeah.
Nice. So I got in trouble going to the catacombs in Paris.
Well, let me guess. You took a Muay Thai fight.
What? No.
No, okay. I'm just checking because you know.
If anything, it'd be kickboxing if it was there.
Excuse me.
So into the catacombs,
and
you know, bones everywhere, and it's really neat. And they have it's Miles, and then they have pictures of like No Flash, and I have my phone, and I'm like taking pictures, right? But I didn't know how to work the phone that much, and then the flash went off, right? And then those the security people down there was like, hey, I was like, hey, shit. They're like, no flash. It's like, I don't know how to work my camera.
why is there no flash, though?
Because
the light will deteriorate.
Yeah, deteriorate the bones. Yeah.
The bones and all like that over time. And so the less light, the better.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. See, me and Dad, we both like architecture. You know, we're kind of, you know, architecture fans. We like looking at how things are built. So, like, his big thing was at the Vatican, you know, just how...
Kind of like your Art Deco house.
No, just the immense scale of how things are built over there is what's amazing to
me. You see those the structures that are thousands of years old?
Right.
That the stone is just stacked stone, and you can't get a sheet of paper between them, you know? How do they have that kind of precision? How are they able to make those rocks, those blocks, so precise that are able to stand for thousands of years with very little degradation? It's just incredible.
There's no cement or anything
you make. No, it's stacked.
No, it's just stacked. It's just
everything stacked?
Yeah, well, a lot of the architecture is stacked.
Now, I'm sure there's some structure with cement,
there's no like clay holding it together.
No, there's no mortar. No,
these blocks are huge.
Yeah, you're talking tons.
Yeah,
per block.
Yeah,
that in between, you know, like you know, the Lena Tower of Pisa. You know, he found out from over there that that was actually there's actually quite a few towers over there that lean because they were built by these two brothers who basically used the same kind the way they built these things. They built them the same way every single time. And quite a few of theirs lean. So there's actually more than just one tower over there that leans.
That's the famous one.
That's the famous one.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
this family built those towers because they could do it cheaper. And the reason they did it cheaper is they skimped on the foundation.
So that's why they leaked.
And it's something that wouldn't show up for 100 years or so. So you can't really go back and get a warranty on it.
So. How are you going to sue me? I'm going to be dead, motherfucker. Yeah.
Not to suck them.
So, yeah, so I definitely, you know, it's on the list. I want to go overseas and, you know, see some different things. You know, I've traveled with them more than I've traveled with a lot of other people. Like, we've went out west. You know, we've done the helicopters through the Grand Canyon, which was awesome. If you're ever over in Vegas or something like that, do a helicopter ride through the Grand Canyon.
Bro, so I can't be in a plane more than 4 or 5 hours. After that, I'm just like,
well, you're only in the helicopter for 2 hours.
Okay, but that's a trip.
And it's only 3 hours to get to Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've gone to Vegas, I've gone to LA, and I really, that's as far as I want to go.
So you're not going to do a Hawaii thing ever, or maybe you're not going to go see Frank?
That would be dope, but I probably have to, like, stop in LA.
Dude, that's, I think, what is Australia? 27-hour flight?
Oh, God.
Nah, bro, it's not that bad.
It's.
I thought it was like 13 from LA.
Well, what's Hawaii?
Hawaii, thought it was 4 hours from LA.
No.
Yeah, 4 hours about the same to LA, and then 4 hours from there to LA. So it's about 8 hours total.
Okay. So, yeah, so if you stop in LA for a couple of days and then you shoot over to Hawaii,
you'll
be all right.
Yeah, because they've done Hawaii. My little sister, what did Kelly drop in the volcano?
No, she brought her camera, but she forgot to bring a battery.
Oh, that's right.
So oops. She was not a happy camper.
Yeah, because my little sister, she's a little arty. She actually does really good photography, believe it or not.
Arty.
She's an artist. She's amazing with music. Oh. She could literally hear a song, turn around, and within two or three tries, she could play it on the piano.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How come you don't have those kind of skills?
I do not know. Well, the thing is I used to.
Because he has building skills.
Well, I do. I tend to do more building.
Electrician skills.
Stuff.
Handshaving skills.
Because there again, you know, my father's father, he taught me, you know, I used to go in and sharpen knives. That's
your
how I made money.
Father's father?
You yeah, mean my grandfather.
Your grandpa?
Yeah, my grandfather. He taught me sharpening knives. That's how I made a little extra cash. Because he would lie and say, you know, I used them this week. You know, I need you to resharpen them. He never used any of those damn knives, ever. But I'd sharpen them every single time.
My uncles would do that to me. They'd say, hey, make me a toolbox, and I'll make these janky-ass toolboxes. They'd be like 50 bucks.
You're talking about, like, made out of wood or what?
Yeah, out of wood.
Well, see, I also used to basically, I would bartend the poker games that they would have, and I would get tips.
Okay, you know? So he's right out of the movie.
Here's the tip. Don't get the clap.
Well, the funny thing is
bro, you think I'm a funny guy? I'm here to amuse you?
I would get enough money.
I make you laugh?
I'd get enough money throughout the night of tipping that I could actually play a few hands, and then he would just take all my damn money. He would not take it easy on me at all. We played chess literally every night I was over at his house for years on years. I played chess with my grandfather. And the winning thing was, is if I ever won, I got to sit in the lazy boy and he had to sit on the couch. And I played chess with that man for probably a decade and I beat him once.
What's the meaning of sitting in the lazy boy?
Is that because that's where your grandfather sat. That was his chair.
That was his chair. Nobody sat in his chair.
No. You didn't fuck with his chair. If he saw you in his chair when he come walking down the hall, hey, you know, buy my chair. Get on the couch.
Kind of like when we do all the fights at my house and I have my folding chair.
Well, that's
my motherfucking chair.
Well, this is back in the day.
The couch is all yours.
Yeah, well, this is back in the day when lazy boys were just kind of, you know, coming out and shit like that. So they weren't, you know, back then. I'm sure he probably spent $100 on that chair.
So what you're saying is that the
throne. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is that your grandpa was ahead of his time.
My grandfather was one of probably the most interesting people looking back on it and all like that. He was probably one of the most interesting people that I could have ever known.
Now, is he the guy that employed the slaves?
No. That was up in the Carolinas.
Well, our family up there wasn't rich enough to have slaves.
Oh.
We were sharecroppers.
Yeah, sharecroppers. That's right.
So your dad is debunking the story.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, man, is when you're told stuff as a kid, you know, things kind of stick. So that's why
my brother was told he was Italian once. Yeah. He believed that shit. So my cousins got older and were like, bro, you're not Italian.
Are those the cousins that live in Colorado now?
Those are my cousins. I live in Alaska. Now, one of my cousins there, Abe Spigula, His father is Italian, and his mother is my Auntie Kathy, who's in Spanish. You know what I mean? So, like, when Frankie said that, he happened to be sitting there, and he corrected him real quick. He's like, "You're not Italian, dude." And then Kevin sent a Steven, you know, Kevincito. He was like, "Oh, fuck, Frank." Oh, and then my poor brother, he got so red, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, "Yeah, man,
you're Mexican, dog."
No,
actually, we did discuss Spanish. This. Artie's really not Mexican. He's bloodline. He's Spaniard.
Yeah, he's a Spaniard. He's a
But we like to talk a lot of shit, so I say Mexican. It is.
Oh no,
yeah.
then you're Cuban.
It's easy. No, you know, if you want to get super super ridiculous about it, I think they did something and it ended up in the Basque line.
In the what?
Basque, B-A-S-Q-U-E, Basque.
What is
which
that?
Is like a Basque is a culture of people that's kind of nomadic that ran through Spain and France and Italy and all that stuff. But yeah, you can look it up. It's kind of interesting.
You know, funny, you said Cuban. My little sister just got her and her. What is he? Is he still just boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Okay. So boyfriend, her and her boyfriend just got back from Cuba. She was not impressed with the food. She was not impressed with the food.
Why not? I mean, what was wrong with it?
She was like, if that's, you know, either something's happened. Either we've become accustomed to Americanized Cuban food that we really like.
Quite possibly.
Or, you know, I just don't know. Maybe the food just wasn't that great because there are Cuban sandwiches down there. They don't press. They don't press them on a panini or anything like that.
What are they pressing on?
They don't. It's not pressed. It's just a sandwich.
Interesting. Now I want a Cuban sandwich.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you want a Cuban, I can ruin you like I've done Dad, and we'll have Amanda make Cubans one time for a podcast, and you'll never be satisfied.
Episode 50.
Episode 50 it is.
Perfect. Okay. Because you can ask him. She made Cubans for him once, and he's still been on the search.
Yep.
For the Cuban.
For the Cuban.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we are going to have to cut the podcast short because we have a prior engagement.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a prior engagement.
Well,
It is a prior engagement, but it's a benefit for Piss Sister. So we really need to go there and show our support and raise some money for those dogs.
And we really wanted to, you know, just have your dad on the podcast. That's why.
Thank you for the invitation.
That's why we did it on a Saturday instead of a Sunday.
Yeah, because they always leave on Sundays.
Actually, this was supposed to be the drunk cast, but because we had this engagement.
Yeah, we didn't.
What we need to do is we'll need to do a little planning, and we need to schedule it for a little later in the day, so that way I don't feel like getting drunk at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, me neither.
That wrecks your whole day.
Come on, you're not a day drinker.
No, I'm not a day drinker.
No, me neither.
Oh well, apparently you're not really from the South, now are you, boy? Damn,
I'm an educated Southerner.
Apparently so.
Oh wait a minute,
he graduated high school. Leave him alone.
No, I didn't. I got my JED.
He got his good.
Good enough a degree.
Good enough a degree.
Nice. It would be good enough.
Yep.
Paloma.
Outstanding,
guys.
Oh,
my bad.
Well, listen, before we go, Art, why don't you go ahead and give a shout-out to your sponsors?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to X-Training and, again, Faster for all your fitness equipment needs. Those folks, if you're building a gym, you want to talk to those guys. If you want a home gym, talk to those guys. They'll take good care of you. Lean Impact Nutrition. I'm telling you, as I'm getting a little bit older and still being an athlete, is super important to have your nutrition on point. Lean Impact Nutrition, you can hit him up on Facebook, you can hit him up on Instagram. The gentleman's name is Zach Elkins, outstanding macro coach. It will really explain to you how food helps you and how it can make you a better you. Black Hive Tattoo, as always, the dopest tattoos of all of Jacksonville. Folio even voted Nick Wagner as the top tattoo dude, and he is not the biggest. He is not the biggest fish out there. But he is the best, for sure.
All right. And also, as part of our podcast, please make sure that you visit our website, lrtlk.com. We do have an Amazon banner. So if you're a regular Amazon shopper, please use our banner. Because for every purchase that you make, Amazon gives us a kickback. Doesn't cost you anything. It's just a little, you know, referral bonus that we get. Also, I want to send a shout out to Dean Grant over at the Training Yard.
Love Dean Grant.
For all your strength and conditioning needs, if you're looking to, you know, lose a little weight, maybe get a little bit stronger.
Stronger.
Yep. Just hit him up, trainingyard.com, or just come by, you know.
Alice Claw.
Anything else? Guys, anything else that you want to plug in?
No.
Daddy.
Thank you, Carla, for the cups.
Sound great.
We'll get Dad on. Next time he comes back through Jacksonville, we'll set something up, something we can sit and do a little longer.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll get Miggy in here too.
We'll do it on a Sunday.
We'll see if we can do it on a Sunday.
Oh, that's right, because he leaves on Sundays.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
We'll see it.
Yeah. All right. We'll figure out the logistics.
Guys, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate all your support. And we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Jump!